This is a Retail Insider podcast. You're listening to The Weekly.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Weekly by Retail Insider. I'm Lee Rivett, and I'm joined with the owner and publisher of Retail Insider Media, Craig Patterson, to discuss this week's most read articles on retail-insider.com. So thanks for joining me, Craig.
Hello, everyone.
And now just a quick word from our sponsor, Salesforce. Turn today's shopping trends into tomorrow's retail success. Visit the link in our show notes to see the global insights from Salesforce to boost your bottom line. Now, back to our podcast. So for this week's episode, we wanted to go through some of the happenings going on in downtown Toronto around the Yorkville area and Bloor. So Craig, this is your haunt, and there's a couple things going on in the area that you wanted to talk about. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, specifically around the Pussateri's grocery store closing, as well as Flo's Diner, which is both businesses have been in the neighborhood for quite a few years.
Let's start with Pussateri's.
Yeah, so Pussateri's, I remember when this store opened at the corner of Yorkville Avenue and Bay Street in 2003. There was quite a bit of buzz around it. It was going to be the fanciest grocery store in Toronto. About 5,500 square feet. So the store is quite small in comparison to other grocery stores. For reference, this Loblaw City Market, a block away at the Manulife Center, is about 22,000 square feet. But anyways, the Pussateri's is now going to be closing at the end of March after 20 years. This was a decision made by Pussateri's to close that location. And I've been told that by some brokers already that are looking at putting a restaurant into the space. I have no idea what the restaurant would be, but it does make sense just given that there are kitchen facilities on the site and that it's about 5,500 square feet. So it's a good size for a decent restaurant, but probably not big enough for another grocery retailer. Certainly not one of the big national brands.
But this goes even further back, like a couple of years ago in the fall, right?
So back in October of 2003, do remember this? I lived in Toronto at the time, but they're adding valet parking to the store, which sounded so snazzy. But the valet parking was removed in 2013 with a new city or a city councilor for the area who wanted to widen the sidewalks. So the valet parking was basically removed. And I think that had an impact on the store. People can still come in and shop and park, but they couldn't park out in front and have their stuff brought to them. But nevertheless, quite a snazzy store. And the neighborhood is quite shocked. I told people about the announcement just before we put the article out, a few neighbors even just to get their opinions, and spoke to a few people after that. And really overall, the message that I got was one of disappointment and shock that Pussateri's would be closing. One neighbor of mine, who many people listening would know who it is, I won't say, but was saying that they were going into that Pussateri's store when they're in Toronto anyways, at least once a day, picking up stuff so that this would be somewhat of a disruption or a change for them, that a lot of people in the neighborhood would go to Pussateri's quite regularly and probably still are as it's still open, but are going to have to find a new place. Maybe Eataly, which is not too far away at the Manulife Center as well, but Pussateri's is different in terms of its grocery offering. It is more of a grocery store, whereas Eataly does have groceries in it, not all the same, certainly by any means, but it has many restaurants as well within it, so or several.
But didn't you do an interview with the Toronto Star wandering through that neck of the woods as well?
I did a tour with Shanann Giovanni for a journalist, did a profile in the Toronto Star. It was a lot of fun to do the interview because it didn't feel like an interview. I didn't actually know it was technically. We walked around the neighborhood and I just told him a lot of stuff about what I knew that was happening in Bloor, Yorkville. It included retail and even just residential and other developments and other things that I know are going on because I know quite a bit. I pay attention. And then he wrote a really fun article about it. He said I was a jukebox of information. I've never heard that before, but I might have to use that in the future. I don't mind if someone says that.
So in addition to Pussateri's closing, you also mentioned that Flo's Diner was also having some changes.
So now across the street from Pussateri's, Flo's Diner is located at 70 Yorkville Avenue. It's on the second floor of a commercial building that was built in the 70s. It's one of those kind of brick commercial buildings in Yorkville that has a little level with retail down. You got some that's a little bit up, and then this is a multi-floor building. And Flo's Diner occupies part of the second floor. Now, it's been there since about 2000. Before that, Flo's Diner was actually literally where I live. It was at Bel Air Street at the corner of I don't know if it was called Critchley Lane there, but Critchley Lane and Bel Air Street across from a subway entrance. And it looked like a cool diner, had that architecture to it. But that building and another building beside it was torn down for a large condominium apartment building, which is now standing at the corner, which has residential condominium apartments above and then has various commercial premises on the main floor, including a Holt Renfrew men's store, which is going to be moving in a few months, as well as Hermes, Van Cleef & Arpels, and a new Burberry store that'll be opening at some point, probably this year. But anyways, back to Flo's Diner. There was a landlord dispute. We did not get comment from the landlord for our article. We had reached out and requested it, but the tenant certainly gave us an interview. We got an interview from the co-owner of Flo's Diner, who said that he was pretty unhappy that he was going to have to close his business because of the fact that the landlord was not going to be renewing this lease, and it was basically just kicking him out. And so I know that John Love from Kingset Capital on LinkedIn put out a message saying, landlords of Yorkville, come together and let's see if we can find Flo's Diner a new spot. And hopefully that happens too, because Flo's is a nice place. Like, it's a fun, great place to get a breakfast or lunch.
How big of a diner is it? Like, how many people work for them?
So Flo's has about 15 employees. They may have to look for new jobs if a new location can't be found. And hopefully a new location can be found. But it's not that Flo's is going to be able to keep operating continuously during this time, because I think its last day of operation is towards the end of March. And if it doesn't even have a new location chosen yet, it's going to have to be a situation where, you know, if Flo's is going to continue to operate, it's going to have to first of all find that new location, build it, and then open it. So that's going to take some time if it happens at all. And so in other words, we'll be without a Flo's Diner for a while. And it's not the first time this has happened. I believe that was the case after the Bel Air location had shut down in the very early 2000s so that the condominium tower could be built. So there was a period of time where Flo's had shut down and then reopened at 70 Yorkville Avenue, where it's been until now.
And besides Pizzeria's and Flo's Diner, is there any other changes in Yorkville that's happening you wanted to highlight?
So there's a lot of changes coming in Yorkville. Again, I did the article with Shanann Giovanni of the Toronto Star, where I used the word transformation quite a bit. There was a few people in the comments section that I don't think know what's going on in Yorkville that were saying some negative things about me for using the word transformation several times. But I think it's true, because when I look at the overall picture of what's happening in the Bloor Yorkville area right now, it is quite transformational and it's quite exciting. And it isn't just the retail. We are getting a lot of interesting retail on Bloor Street. We're getting these large flagship stores for luxury brands. We mentioned Loro Piana is going to be moving into the old Dolce Gabbana, and there's all kinds of other brands I could name. I won't do them all here right now, but we're seeing that. We're seeing Yorkville getting new tenants, but we're also seeing all these new residential buildings being built. And that's not something that's new for Toronto by any means whatsoever, but the buildings that we're seeing being built in the Bloor Yorkville area right now, some of them anyways, are extremely high-end with very expensive condominium apartment units. And this is going to bring in more super wealth into the neighborhood. There's a building at Yorkville Avenue and Avenue Road where I think the average unit could be over $10 million each. I'll have to go in and check it out and confirm it, but at about 3,000 square feet and per unit and over $3,000 a square foot, you're looking at $9 or $10 million. These are really high numbers. Another building north of the old Hazelton Lanes, we've got another one at 210 Bloor Street West, which will start at about $7 million a unit, I believe, going up to about $40 million. Another building called the Webley at Webster and Avenue Road, where the units start at close to $10 million. There's only about 7 units, I think. But still, this is a substantial change for the neighborhood. Bloor Yorkville certainly has had a wealthy population as part of the neighborhood mix over the years and some of the nicer condominium apartment buildings that we have in the neighborhood. But now we're seeing some of these super luxury buildings with some really expensive units coming online, as well as some other existing buildings, which have some really great units as well. The Four Seasons has some, there's a unit for sale for $11 million and a few other, there's a few, $18 million, I think, is a unit for sale at the Hazelton Hotel right now, which has a condo building above it. But the wealth that's coming in here, I think, could have a tremendous impact on retail and restaurants in Bloor Yorkville, just for the resident population that'll be living in the buildings upstairs. So we may continue to see more luxury retail and restaurants in the Bloor Yorkville area, just given how the demographics are continuing to shift to a wealthier demographic in the area. Not to mention the thousands of other units being built that are a bit smaller, that we'll see university students and we'll see young professionals. So the neighborhood is coming together really nicely with a mix of people. You've got the high net worth wealthy individuals. You've got students that very often will eat out and will create a level of vibrancy in the neighborhood. So I am quite excited to see what happens over the next few years in the area with all the new development, how the residential is going to impact the commercials. Great place to be, and we'll see what happens in Bloor Yorkville in the coming years, and we'll say goodbye to Pussateri's, and we'll say please come back Flo's Diner, and hopefully can find a new location to serve the population in the area.
Aww. Well, thank you for going through what's going on in your neck of the woods there, and chat with you next week, Craig.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Take care and bye for now.